Yevamos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Zecher Mishmas Esther Bas Shalom. We mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta a situation of a brother who was not in the world at the same time as the deceased brother who just passed away and left a wife for Yibum. So, Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Ve'olamo. What do we mean by a case of a brother's wife where the two brothers were not in the world at the same time? So what is the timing of what we're talking about here? So, Shnei Achim Umeis Ach Echa Behem. There are two brothers, and one of them died. So, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies. V'nolad Lahem Ach, and then Levi is born after Reuven dies. V'achar Kach Yibim Hasheni Eseh Shesachiv. And then Shimon, or Reuven, whichever name we have that's still alive, does Yibum on his dead brother's wife, Vomes, and then he dies. So once again, you have two brothers, brother number one, two, and three. Brother number one gets married, brother number one dies. Brother number three is then born after brother number one is dead. Brother number two does his job. He does Yibum. He was the only brother who was alive at the same time as both of them. So he did Yibum in the meantime. But then brother number two dies. So brother number three now has this woman fall to him for Yibum. She was brother number two's wife. So theoretically, he could do Yibum. But before that, she was brother number one's wife. And he wasn't alive when brother number one was around. So Harishona Yotzeis Mishum Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Ve'olamo. The wife then does not do Yibum with brother number three. So this could be a situation of Yehuda's sons, for example, in the Torah, Er, Onan, and Shelah. If Shelah had been born last, unlike this true story of Tamar that we have, then he would not have been able to do Yibum, because if he was born when the first marriage ended in death, he wasn't around. She'achiv shelo haya ve'olamo. V'ashaniya mishum tzarasa. Now, if there is a second wife, so brother number one had one wife, and then he died. Brother number two did Yibum, but brother number two had wife number two. So what about wife number two? She's also off the hook. Mishum tzarasa, because she's the tzara of an achiv shelo haya ve'olamo. So brother number three, Levi, he can't do Yibum with anybody. All of them are off the hook. What if asa va'ma'amor v'meis? What if brother number two didn't actually perform Yibum yet when Levi, the third brother, was born? Instead, he did something called Ma'amar. Ma'amar is a drabanan. In fact, Min HaTorah, all a Yavam has to do is be intimate with the Yavama through Bia, and that immediately makes Yibum happen. But the Rabbanan were misaking an idea that he should do Kesef or Shtar as if it was a normal wedding. And he should say in front of Edim, Hare At Mekudeshes Li Bozeh, even though he doesn't have to do this for Yibum. Why did the Rabbanan add this extra layer? Because this is to kind of put a seal of approval on this. But the Ma'amar, the statement, Hare At Mekudeshes Li, is only with the Rabbanan. It's not really required. So what happened? So he said Hare At Mekudeshes Li, but never consummated the marriage. So what do we do with this Yibum situation if that brother then dies? Is it considered that he did Yibum first? Is it not? So Shnia Choletza Solomus Yabemes. So for the safest sake of everybody, what we say is that brother number one dies. Brother number two does Ma'amar, and in the meantime, brother number three has been born. Brother number two dies without ever finishing the Yibum. Brother number three should do something to make sure that the tie is completely cut. But the only something he can do is Chalitza, because there's enough of a Shaila of Achiv Shelo Haya Ve'olamo for wife number one. Wife number two is also tainted. And so as a result, he should do chalitza on the co-wife. He should do nothing with the first wife because she was achiv shelo haya ve'olamo. And basically, he's not going to do yibum with anybody. Mishnah Beis, Shnei Achim Umeis Echad Mehem. Again, two brothers, brother number one, brother number two, and brother number one dies. V'yibem Hasheni Esei Shesachiv. And then brother number two does yibum. V'achar kachno lohen ach. And in this case, Levi, brother number three, is born after the Yibum was already done and completed. So she is not Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Ve'olamo, as far as he is concerned, at that second, it seems, because as far as he knows, she's always been married to brother number two, to Shimon. In the meantime, Vomes, Then brother number two dies. Harishana Yotzeis Mishol Meishes Achav Shalai Yavo Olamo. Turns out, even though Levi didn't know anything about it, and he was born too late for everything, it's still Eishes Achav Shalai Yavo Olamo. The wife of brother number one is always going to be usher to him on that basis. Vashniyo Misham Tzarasa. And brother number two's wife, Shimon's wife, well, again, she's the Tzara of the situation Shalai Yavo Olamo. Also Vama'amor Vomeis. And again, like the first Mishnah, if brother number two did ma'amor harei mekudeshesli but never consummated the yibum, and then he died, hashnia choletzah shalom siya bemes, then brother number two's original wife number two, she should do chalitza with brother number three with Levi, so that that way, just in case, all the zika is cut. But again, the first wife is always off limits because it was achav shlohoya ba'olamo. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Miyabim le'ezom hem sheyirta, o cholitz le'ezom hem sheyirta. Rabbi Shimon has an opinion that's completely chalik on Tanakama, and he says, if the brother number three was born after the Yibum was taken care of, then the original brother's Zika is completely vanished. So once again, brother number one marries a woman, wife number one. He dies. Brother number two performs Yibum. Then brother number three, Levi, is born. As far as Levi is concerned, she's always been brother number two's wife. It's as if brother number one never existed at all. The Zika is gone because now she is brother number two's wife in every single way. As a result, Rabbi Shimon says, then he can do Yibum or he can do Chalitza or whatever he wants. And as far as the wife number two goes, well, she doesn't matter either because there is no situation of Achiv Shaloh HaYava Olam, according to Rabbi Shimon. This is his unique opinion that goes against the Tanakh Kamah.